Ah, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elven City of Evereska. If you'll follow me, I'll show you to our home while you'll be staying during your visit. And congratulations on being accepted for the cross-cultural study, by the way. I know the few of us that got accepted for the program were quite excited as well. Why not allow visitors freely? Well, that's a bit of a complicated question. First off, because of how we were separated from your world thousands of years ago, and because of how long we live, a lot of our older population wants to preserve our way of life for as long as possible. Only allow in a select few open-minded individuals to learn about each other for the time being. You understand, of course. Hence the cross-cultural exchange program. This way we learn about each other and we avoid any nastiness, as it were. We send some of our people to be adopted by your families for a few years and vice versa. Personally, I think that after the first year, a lot of the gates will be open and at least some tourism will be allowed, at least on the outskirts, but I'm not one of the elders, so who am I to judge? After all, I've only met the more polite humans, after all. I'm told that there are quite a few of you that are not so nice and borderline xenophobic and not the most kind to our kind. My apologies, I've only known your language for 3 or 4 days, so if I misspeak or speak out of turn, I apologize. Oh yes, learning languages has always been one of the hobbies of elvenkind. We actually create our own languages out of boredom now and then. But back to what I was saying. I've been told that some of your kind are quite xenophobic, as it were. And I would be lying if I said that some of our kind were not as well. Yes. The reason our gates are still closed is because a lot of the elders are more elderly. They remember the old days where your kind and our kind were not so friendly, and things were not as friendly and diplomatic as they are now. Frankly, the younger generations, like myself, have a lot of hope for the future. And thankfully, we will be living in one of the gated areas of the city that's now protected by the guard for reasons, so there should be nothing to worry about. Another question already. You humans are indeed curious, aren't you? I would be lying if I said I wasn't curious about you, though. What is it you would like to know, then? All female population? You don't see any men as well. Oh, yes. This is one of the things I was briefed on. My apologies. I am rather young for an elf, so it's normal for me, but now you have my curiosity raised even further. I was told that as a human, you are not equipped with all the same parts that we are, so to speak. speak, you are equipped more like the goats and the horses and other animals. I have to admit that that is a little exciting, and I look forward to our days together. As an elf, we look more like humans in a lot of ways, but yes, this may be why they insisted on only sending the most open-minded of ambassadors and students across the border both ways. Here we are. This is the housing unit we will be living in. Mansion. It is one of the nicer houses, I admit. But this is where we will be living, yes. Would you like to relax in the lounge with me? We can get to know each other on a more personal level if you like. As per the exchange program agreement, the two of us have this entire house to ourselves. I'm to be your guide and emissary to the city of Evereska and elvenkind in general. Anything you so desire, I am here to provide. And you may have noticed already, but as elves, we are, I am told, more free and open than most other kinds out there. I think the fairy folk are a bit more free, but and I would be happy to provide any extra services you may desire. In fact, your earlier question, if you'd like, I'm willing to show you what it's like to make love with a race that has all their parts. What do you say? Interested in doing some experimentation? I know I am. Perhaps later. Oh, the banquet. It's not for another 4 hours. There's plenty of time, my dear. Besides, I guarantee you the others are taking advantage of the same situation already. So, please, let me just take good care of you. Okay? Excellent, darling. I'll just use a little of my magic to remove all of those pesky garments. Oh, well then. I had heard human men were well endowed. And it seems they were right. No, I would say you're about average compared to an elf. We range quite a bit. And you have quite the cock on you, don't you, my dear? Oh, please don't look so worried. Like I said before, as an elf, I have all the parts of every gender. In fact, now that my clothes are off, there should be nothing blocking the pheromone spores. Oh, yes. When I say every gender, I mean it. Not only do I have a cock as long as my forearm, balls the size of overripe plums, and a pussy deep enough to handle almost any other elf out there, but I can produce an aphrodisiac that most of, at least, my kind can't resist. I have to admit, I'm curious how a human like you reacts to it. Although, with how your cock is already throbbing, just staring at me as I massage my giant tits, I think I have a pretty good idea. How about I start by showing you some hospitality? Just lean back on the recliner there and I'll suck on that raging dong of yours. Tasted anyone like you. I wonder if I miss it like you. Delicious. I can't believe. I wonder if at first the taste. A human. Goodness. You do come a lot, don't you? I wonder if that's from being human, or possibly just... Let me get you back up, and I'll show you a bit more hospitality. There you are, as hard as iron would. Now let's show you what an elf pussy can do. I assume, since you're a little inexperienced with interspecies hospitality, you'll want me to face away from you? Oh no, it's no trouble at all. It's pretty common for us, after all. I just ask that you at least play with my giant boobs while I'm at it, okay? Thank you. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, right there. Yeah. Let me just... slide down all the way in. Oh, there we are. Oh, it feels so nice having all of you inside of my pussy like this. My cock and balls hanging in the air between our legs. Oh, it's such a turn-on for me. Especially knowing I'm one of the first elves to fuck a human. Oh, in thousands of years. It's been so long. None of us even knows if we can interbreed. Oh, what do you say we do our best to find out? Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, time. Oh, we should probably get ready in like 3.5 hours. Oh, we've got plenty of time before the banquet. Don't worry about it. Plenty of time for hospitality. Oh, just fuck me. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Deep as you can. Oh, fuck me. Oh. Oh, if a human fucking me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, my dear. Yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Wiggle your hips. Oh, yes. Oh, play with my tits. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, my dearest. Oh, I'm already. Oh, I think I'm already addicted to this. Oh, you've got your own pheromones, don't you? Oh, yes. Oh. Ah. Ah. Oh. 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 Oh, yes. Oh. Ah. Don't mind me. It's just, I'll have to play with myself as well. Oh, yeah. Just, oh, yes. Oh, I need you inside of me. Deep, deeper. Oh, 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 oh. Pump your human juice inside of me. Oh, oh. Oh, yes. Oh. Humans really do come amazing amounts. Or it could be pheromone overload. Either way, I feel your seed deep inside of me and it's absolutely amazing. I don't know if I'm pregnant from this, but if I'm not, I'd like to try again. After all, we've got plenty of time. What do you say? I think I'm a little addicted to you. I don't think I can go back to sex with other elves. And honestly, with that look on your face, I don't think you can go back to sex with other humans.